Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1376, and the writing is shir number 528. Okay, we're finishing off our the halachas of washing hands, and pretty much this is the last year. Bezras Hashem, next year we will be starting the halachas of kedima brachas, the priority of making brachas, how that works. Okay, so the last one we just want to go through real quickly is the halachas of marital relations. When somebody has marital relations, in reference to washing one's hands, and the halacha is one has to wash their hands when they are done. Now, right, so in that case, in the above case, one should be careful to wash their hands three times, alternately three times, and also a woman should be careful to wash their hands also. It's not just the man and the woman should both wash their hands preferably three times. Now, if possible, both the man and the woman should also be careful to wash their hands before marital relations is brought down, also should be done. Now, just one more quick thing. We previously spoke about the general halachas of washing one's hands before davening, shacharis in general we're talking about, but also mincha marv. Okay, so now so working on that in reference to the washing before, mincha marv, shacharis, we've spoken more about shacharis, but one has to be careful to wash their hands before going to, besides shacharis, mincha and marv, also before davening shmoneh esrei. The bottom line is, and this is true even if one knows that their hands are totally clean. A person will say, well, my hands are clean, I know I didn't touch anything. Doesn't matter. In general, we say what's called stam yadayim, regular hands, regular clean hands. One has to, wash for tefillah before going to daven shmoneh esrei, whether it might be mincha or marv. We spoke about shacharis, of course, with those halachas, how that works. Now, if no water is available, the person could wipe their hands with a cloth or rub it in some earth or something along those lines. If a case of time one has nothing available, you try and rub your hands. That's the best thing, like we've spoken about in the past, before going to daven shmoneh esrei. But if possible, you try and find water. Now, the halachas of how far you have to go for water, we're not going to get into that right now. We'll try and hopefully get to it one time down the road once you try and look for water, but how much do you have to look? But be it as it may, if there's no way of getting water, that is one way to work it, to wipe the hands, the cloth or on the table or whatever the case might be. Now, now, one more thing in reference to washing for tefillah. There are some authorities who hold that one may wash their hands in a lavatory before davening. However, it is brought down from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that did rule that this should not be done. One should preferably not wash their hands in a bathroom in a lavatory unless no other place is mamish available. In any case, they should, if that's the case, and they do have to use to wash their hands in the bathroom, they don't have any other place. If it's possible, one should dry their hands. One should not dry their hands until they leave the bathroom. That's one way of working with it. So in other words, in any case, they should not be the hands itself should not be dried until after leaving the lavatory. If one in fact has to wash in the bathroom and they do not have any other access to water, but as much as possible, one should try and do it outside. Now there is no bracha that's made. We've spoken about in the past. The only time you make a tilas yadayim besides bread is would be for shacharis, which we've spoken about all those halachas. When it comes to mincha marv, even though you do have to wash your hands before davening shmoneh esrei, you would not. There is no bracha to make, so there's no issues of making the bracha outside of the bathroom. Obviously, if anybody ever has to wash their hands in the bathroom and they have to make a bracha, no bracha is ever allowed to be made in the bathroom. That's for sure. The only question is in reference to washing in the bathroom itself. Okay, that pretty much sums up. These halachas are found in Siman Dalet, Sif Yod Ches, Oitzer Halachas, Ois Mem Zayin, the Laws of Daily Living, page 45 and 46. That basically sums up the halachas of washing hands. Bezras Hashem, we hope next year to start the introduction to priority and brachas, kedima b'brachas, what bracha to make first, how that works, and so on. Bezras Hashem, Yisbarach, thank you for listening. Atzalach and bracha, kol tuv.